الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وللناس على الله ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا. صدق الله العظيم. ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. لسان درود الصلوات. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Respect to challenges. Honorable brothers and friends in Islam, we commence with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And upon taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we send durood and salawat, greetings and salutation to the greatest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation, the last of all the Anbiya and Rusul, our beloved Master Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders, brothers and friends, today is the first of the Hijjah, and within a few days' time, it will be Eid. And we will be offering the udhiyya, the qurbani, as many would say. The question is, why do we offer udhiyya? The question is, why do we make this qurbani? Yes, it's a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But what's the wisdom behind this udhiyya, this qurbani? To answer the question, I first want to take you to Hajj. Not on Hajj, to Hajj. We can't make Hajj in this way. We need to go to Makkah to make Hajj, right? But why do we make Hajj? What's the reason behind Hajj? Or should I say, what is the essence of Hajj? In one line, the essence of Hajj, one line. Let me say in one word, the essence of Hajj is love. One sentence, it is an expression of love. It is a proof of man's love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama explain. Commentators of the Sharia explain. It's like man exclaimed, Allah, I love you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded, man, love is not lip service. It's not lip service. You need to prove how much you love me. You need to prove, do you really love me? Man says, Allah will do anything to prove my love for you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, well then, I want you to sacrifice your food and drink and the fulfillment of your carnal desires. The three most important things in your life, your food, your drink, and your carnal desires. So I want you to sacrifice all three. Starting from the first of Ramadan. Don't eat during the day. Don't drink during the day. And abstain from your carnal desires for the whole day. Man wants to fulfill the demand of love. He wants to prove to Allah his love. So starting from the first of Ramadan, he fasts. Soul. He abstains from the three most beloved things in his life. His food, his drink, his carnal desires. 5 days pass. 10 days pass. 14 days pass. 16 days pass. 19 days pass. And man is like getting happy. I think I'm proving my love to Allah. 20th day Allah says, man, I don't think that's enough to prove your love. Because you only abstain from your food, drink, etc. from Surah Sadiq to setting of the sun. From dawn to sunset. At night, you could still eat. And you were eating. You could still drink. You were drinking. You could still fulfill your desires. You want to prove your love for me? You need to do something more. I need you to leave home. Go and stay in the masjid. Go and stay in the masjid for 10 days. And then we'll see whether you really love me or not. So this man happily, eagerly rolls up his blankets and he goes to make i'tikaf in the masjid. Sacrificing his family, sacrificing his wife, his little children, the comforts of home, he's now in the masjid, making the i'tikaf to prove how much he loves Allah. And as the day of Eid comes closer, man is starting to smile. He's getting happy. I think I've proven myself. But just as the moon is sighted, just as the moon is sighted, and he thinks he's passed, Allah says, sorry, not yet. This wasn't such a difficult test, you know. Your house wasn't so far from the masjid. Maybe around the corner from the masjid. One or two streets away from the masjid. Not so far, you were getting home food at the time of iftar, at the time of suhoor. Your children were still coming to visit you. Your small children were coming to visit you. No. You want to prove your love for me? Allah says to men. You want to prove your love for me? I need you to go to Makkah. Go to my house. Then we'll see whether you love me. So man undertakes this journey for Hajj. Ever considered? The months of Hajj begin on the day of Eid. Al-Hajj ashhurun ma'lumat. Hajj, a few known months. Which are the months of Hajj? Dhul-Qa'dah. Dhul-Hijjah. Shawwal, Dhul-Qa'dah, and Dhul-Hijjah. The first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. So Shawwal, the first of Shawwal, the day of Eid, that's the first day of Hajj. So man undertakes this journey. He goes to Makkah. Goes to the Kaaba. He makes tawaf of the Kaaba. And he's in so much of love with Allah, the way he's making tawaf around the Kaaba. He doesn't understand why. He doesn't understand, but why 7, not 6? Why 7, not 8, or 9, or 10? He doesn't understand. He doesn't question. Because I love Allah. Allah said 7 times, I will do it 7 times. He finishes the tawaf. He's making sa'i. He's running between the mountains of Safa and Marwa. He doesn't understand again why. 7 times, why not 8, why not 9? And the way he's running between the mountains of Safa and Marwa, people are looking at him and they are like, but what's happening to this man? What's he doing? Looks like he's lost something. Looks like he's looking for something. Ulama say, yes, he's looking for Allah. Yes, he's looking for Allah. He wants the pleasure of Allah. He wants the beautiful garments of Allah. He wants it. Anyway, he continues making the tawaf, making ibadat. And he thinks, now I'm successful. Now I've proven my love to Allah. Well, he's hoping that Allah will be happy now. And then suddenly, on the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, Allah says, man, you think you passed? You think you're successful in the test? That's not enough. Makkah is still a city. And so long as you're in the city, there's still a lot of ease and comfort. Even if you are away from home, you still have accommodation. You still have hotels. You still have soft beds. You still have restaurants. If you don't cook your own food, you can go and buy the food. There's still a lot of convenience in the city. Allah says, man, you want to prove your love for me? I want you to go to the desert. I want you to leave the city of Makkah, go to the desert. But you know you love your clothes so much. You're so attached to these lovely clothes, comfortable clothes. Take it out. Wear two simple pieces of unstitched cloth. No decoration, no perfume. Where's it? To please Allah. Allah says, now go to the desert. So he goes to Arafat. He's making the wukuf of Arafat. He's crying to Allah in Arafat. The whole day passes. The sun is about to set. And he thinks, I think I've made it now. And just as the thought is passing his mind, I think I've proven to Allah how much I love him. Allah says, my friend, that's not enough. My friend, that's not enough. You really love me? Sacrifice yourself for me. Go and kill yourself for me. Go to Mina and slaughter yourself. Man wants to prove his love for Allah. So he goes to Mina. It's the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, what you and I call the day of Eid. And when he goes to Mina, he's busy with the knife. He's going to slaughter himself to prove his love for Allah. And this is when man is told by Allah. This is when he is told by Allah, okay, my beloved servant, you have proven your love for me. You love me, I love you, don't take your life. You love me, I love you, don't kill yourself. Follow the sunnah of my Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Follow the sunnah of my Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I, Allah, commanded Ibrahim to kill his son. He wanted to do so to please me. I said, okay, you've proven how much you love me. You've proven you love me more than your son. I will spare the life of your son. Just slaughter a sheep in place of your son. So Allah says, man, you do the same. Man, you do the same. Don't slaughter yourself. The slaughter one sheep. This is the essence of Hajj. This is the essence of Hajj. Some ulama say, you know what is Hajj? There's a hadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Hajj Arafa. Hajj is Arafa. Meaning that the most important aspect of Hajj is Arafa. Yes, when you go for Hajj, you do other things. You go to Mina to build the Jamarat. You'll make Dua. You'll make Sa'i between the mountains of Safa and Marwa. But the most important aspect of Hajj is Arafah. The wukuf in Arafah. So Nabi alayhi salam said, Al-Hajj Arafah. Hajj, it's all about Arafah. That's why the ulama say, if a man goes for Hajj, he does everything he's supposed to do. He bells the jamarat. You know what you call the shaitan? He can't bells the jamarat. He slaughters the animal. He makes the waf. But if he didn't go to Arafat, his hajj is invalid. If he didn't go to Arafat, he doesn't qualify as a the certificate of a Hajj. On the other hand, if a man goes for Hajj, he doesn't do anything like tawaf, like sa'i, like slaughtering of the animal, like belting of the jamarat, but he's there in Arafat. He goes to Arafat, ulama say, even if it is just for a few moments, yes, he'll have to pay a penalty for missing all the other wajibs of Hajj. He'll have to pay a penalty for not belting the jamarat, but because in Arafat, his Hajj is Arafat. So now what is Arafat? And this Arafat is a meeting with Allah. A meeting with Allah. So now the ulama say, you know, in the good old days, and well, maybe even today, when you are blessed with an opportunity to meet the king, then you don't go dressed anyhow. You wear special clothes. You clean yourself. And when you go to the king, you even go with a special gift for the king. And I'm going to summarize because we're running out of time. So we won't go back to Ramadan and how we start from Ramadan. But when you go to meet the king, when you go to meet the queen, when you go to meet the person who's ruling the country, you can't go empty-handed. You needed to go with a gift. Now this person, this insan, this slave of Allah, is invited by Allah to Arafat. We said it's a meeting with Allah. So the slave, the servant of Allah, this Muslim, mu'min, is thinking to himself, Allah has blessed me with a chance to meet him. I can't go empty-handed. I don't go to the king empty-handed. I don't go to the queen empty-handed. How can I go to Allah, Malikul Muluk, the owner of all kings? Malikul Muluk, the greatest of all kings. I can't go empty-handed. What do I? What gift do I give Allah? So he sits and he thinks, he ponders, what gift can I offer to Allah? Eventually he comes to the conclusion, the most valuable thing to me in my life is my life. The most valuable thing to me is my life. If I have to give Allah a gift, let me give myself as a gift to Allah. So he goes to Makkah. He goes to Arafat. Now he wants to offer this gift to Allah. He takes out his knife in Mina and he says, now I'm going to slaughter myself as a gift to Allah. When Allah sees the knife, Allah says, listen, my servant, whatever your gift is, I am happy with you, but don't take your life. Rather, just slaughter one animal for my pleasure. This is the essence of Hajj. Now how does that tie up with Qurbani, with Udhiyah, you and I that are sitting over here in Ridgeway or in any other part of the world besides Makkah? Well, I must say, there's a few answers. One answer, and this is the only one we're going to say today, and that is imitation. That is imitation. For those who've been for Hajj before, you would know, you would experience that the moment you come back, you can't wait to go again to Makkah. Because Allah says that وَإِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ. We made this Kaaba like that. We made this Kaaba in such a manner that it is مَثَابَة. مَثَابَة meaning a place to which people يَعُدُونَ إِلَيْهِ مَرَّةً مَعْنَ مَرَّةً. A place to which people go back over and over again. So the moment you come home, you can't wait to go back. And if you can't go back, when you see other people going, then your heart starts bleeding. And then your eyes are tearing. And you are like, Ya Allah, I also want to go. Ya Allah, I also want to be there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to this insan, Allah says to you and I, beloved servants, I know how much you want to go to Makkah. I know you wish you were in Makkah. You couldn't go. But you can imitate the Hajj. How? Well, I'm going to need 2 minutes extra. It's fine. But you just Just don't make Qurani from the outside.
But anyway, so how he made me take the Haji?
The moment the Haji enters Ihram, he doesn't trim his moustache.
He doesn't cut his hair. He doesn't paint his nails. We imitate him. The moment we see the Hilal of Al-Hijjah, the moment we see the crescent of Al-Hijjah,
we also don't trim our pair nails.
We don't trim our moustaches. We don't remove our hair. We imitate the Haji. Once the Haji enters Ihram, he starts reading Labbaik. Allahumma Labbaik.
Allah
Aliyah, Allah Aliyah. We imitate the Haji from the night of the Hijjah. What do we do?
We start reading the Takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar.
The Haji can only slaughter after the meeting in Arafat, after the assembly in Arafat. You and I
only slaughter after the meeting of the Eid Salah.
After the gathering of Arafat, the Haji slaughters.
After the gathering of the Eid Salah, you and I slaughter. We don't slaughter before.
Why we imitated the Haji? After the Haji slaughters, now he can clean himself. Now he will remove his hair. Now he will paint his nails.
We slaughter. After that, now we will also remove our hair.
Now we will also pay our nails.
So we imitate in the Haji.
So likewise, the Haji slaughters on the 10th of the Hijjah as a token of appreciation. Allah brought me here. Allah gave me this opportunity.
We imitate the Haji. We slaughter on the 10th of the Hijjah, what we call Udhiyah. This is just one reason why we make Qurbiyah. Qurban, Udhiyah, other than the fact that it is the sunnah of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all true love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah guide us with a true spirit of adherence to the command of Allah, following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.